All right, welcome everyone to session 5. And here we're going to talk about setting up the rest of your technology. And I said the rest because some of you may have already gone ahead and picked an ESP, an email service provider, and played around with it. If you haven't, don't worry, we'll talk about that here. But now we're really going to dive deeper into the technology elements that you need. So here with me today for this session is Crystal Coleman from my office. Hey, Crystal, how are you?
Hey, everyone. I'm great.
So Crystal is going to give us the technical explanations on some of this stuff. She's a real pro at this. She's been doing this for a long, long time. And one of the cool things about the knowledge that she has is that it's not just what we use here at High Income Business Writing that she's very familiar with, but Crystal is a real student of this stuff, and she's constantly looking at what's available. She really geeks out on all this stuff, and she's always in touch with different people who are deploying different technologies. So she's got a really good understanding of what's available. She's on top of everything that's coming out, pros and cons. So she can give you a really, really good perspective. So it's not a limited window based on what we're using here. Now, I will tell you that technology is the biggest intimidating factor for new info product marketers. Getting that product created, getting that baby out, is definitely a big one, but this is going to be the next one. And, you know, there's a good reason for it. It can be a real headache. Most of us are not technologists, and this does not come natural to many of us. Now, the good news is there's never been a better time to get started. There are more options out there. There are more bundled and turnkey solutions that can keep you from having to cobble together a dozen or two dozen different applications or plugins. Now, the bad news is the more you move towards a turnkey solution, there are several of those out there, the more expensive the option. So the more you'll actually pay. And that's because these really comprehensive turnkey solutions include so much functionality that you normally have to buy separately and just kind of patch together yourself. Now, the downside of going with a fully featured turnkey solution is that, well, other than what I've mentioned, is that you'll pay for capabilities you don't need. So the advantage is, hey, you get all this stuff already built in. The downside is many of these things you won't need yet. So rather than getting you started and encouraging you to start out with a turnkey solution or piecing together a bunch of different tools, we've chosen to go with a much more sensible option, and that is creating a simple homegrown technology bundle. Now, as your business grows, you can then adopt more and better technology, but when you're starting out, you're way better off keeping it simple, keeping it bare bones, super affordable, because one thing you don't need right now is the stress of a high monthly cost, a lot of confusion. You don't need that. Your whole objective is to get started and to get results as quickly as possible. So here's what we're going to cover in this session. We're going to start with a super big picture overview of the major tech components that you need to run an info products business. And I'm going to describe the five big tech categories or ingredients that you'll need to fill. And from there, Crystal will then describe three homegrown tech options and when each is best. And then finally, we're going to publish, not now, but later in the program, we're going to publish and give you a more comprehensive technology lesson, which we're going to put in the bonuses section of the student portal. And the reason we're not doing it now is you're not going to need that training for a while because it's not going to be relevant to you until you actually have a viable info product, you're selling it, you're actually growing. But we do want to provide you that information because we don't want to leave you hanging dry. We know that at some point you're going to need that information, and we want to be helpful at that point. But again, not something to worry about. What you really need right now and for the foreseeable future is what we're covering in this lesson. So let's go over the five kind of big categories or ingredients, like I like to call them. Ingredient number one, by the way, these are not in any kind of priority or order, okay? Except for the last one, and I'll explain why. But ingredient number one is a sales page. So you need a page that describes your info product in detail and then helps you sell that product. The most common approach is to use a sales letter format that starts with a headline, then describes the problem your audience is facing. It then moves into positioning your product as the ideal solution to that problem, explains what they'll learn and how they'll benefit from your product, and then ask them to buy, and then lowers the risk of buying through a money-back guarantee. Now, we're going to talk more about your options for publishing this sales page, but for now, just know that you'll just need one. And I'm also going to give you some bonus training a little bit later on how to structure your sales page copy. But again, don't worry about that for now. I'm just giving you the lay of the land. So ingredient number one, sales page. Ingredient number two, a payment processing vehicle or technology. So you need a way to collect payments from customers. And this is obviously another must have. And there are some great and simple options out there. We'll talk about them specifically too. Ingredient number three, product delivery. You're going to need a technology that enables you to deliver the product to your customers. And by deliver, I'm talking about actually two different things, a way to publish your content. And as your business grows, a way to protect your content. So think of it as like a technology that houses and hosts your files, your product files, but then eventually one that not only does that, but also protects it through some login credentials and so forth. That way your stuff is not sitting out there so people can potentially steal it. Ingredient number four, email. And we talked about email service providers, ESPs, in session two. An ESP enables you to send out emails to your list promoting your product. It allows you to communicate with your list, but it does much more than that. Everything from an autoresponder once somebody buys, an email that says, hey, thank you for buying. Here's how you can get your product, to follow up with customers. This is just another must have. You got to have that. Ingredient number four is an ESP, email service provider. Ingredient number five, and this is one that I kind of want to separate a little bit because it's not essential, but it will be essential once you get going, and that's a blog. You're going to need a blog, a hub for your info product business. And by that, I mean a place where you can publish helpful, free content for your prospects and customers, and where you can collect contact information from new prospects. Now, this could be actual blog with written content. It could be written content and audio. If you're familiar with my B2BLauncher.com website, that's where I host not just my articles, blog articles, but also my podcast show notes. So if you decide to go the podcast route, it doesn't matter. You still need a web property. You need a hub out there. Now, a blog, the reason I put this one last is this is not essential right out of the gate. You can actually start selling your info product with the first four tech components or ingredients that I've already mentioned. But in order to grow your info product business, you're going to have some sort of web presence, a web property out there. Again, a blog or simple website where you can publish that free, helpful information. Okay, now the good news with this technology stuff is you can keep it, again, very simple in the beginning and then add pieces as you grow. And we cannot stress that enough. You need to keep it simple when you're starting out. You have nothing to gain by getting too fancy when you're starting to sell your info products. So resist the temptation of shiny objects and just focus on creating and delivering a great product. So think baby steps. That's key. I'll give you a quick example. And businesses that actually do this well, there's a chain of it's a pasta restaurant called Figo Pasta here in the Atlanta area. And I mean, these guys started really bare bones, and they were making this amazing homemade pasta, and right there in the restaurant. And they started out in one location, and it was a bare bones location. In fact, they didn't even take credit cards. Okay, that's how bare bones it was. You had to pay cash or cut a check. It's like the only restaurant I've ever written a check to. And it was right next to a laundromat. It was a total mess, but the place completely took off, spread through word of mouth. And once that location was proven, once they knew the concept was a winner, they started growing, and they started opening more stores, and then they got fancier. They weren't in a small shopping center in a bad neighborhood next to a laundromat. Now they were in nicer neighborhoods and the decor was nicer. In fact, the first location wasn't even dine in. It was just for takeout and the line was always out the door. So that's kind of the concept you want to emulate. You want to start small, prove the concept. As it's proven, as you start generating revenue, you can add layers to this. So with that introduction, I'm going to bring Crystal back on and she is going to go over three different option bundles to consider. So Crystal, the floor is yours.
All right. I'm excited because like Ed said, I geek out over this. And it, what he was talking about, the shiny bells and whistles and all that stuff, it's really, really hard to resist. So what we're doing is we're starting with the most simple option, and then we're going to give you a build up to a little bit more complicated on the next two steps, but all three of them will work for anybody their first time around. So the option number one, you go for the sales page, we're suggesting Lead Pages or WordPress. You need a payment processor, so PayPal or Stripe. For product delivery, using something like Dropbox or Vimeo to deliver the actual files. For your ESP, something like MailChimp or a competitor or ConvertKit. And then, of course, for the blog, which isn't essential at this point, like Ed said, is Squarespace or WordPress. So what are the advantages of all of these five pieces? It is very bare bones. In terms of costs, it's not going to cost you a lot, and it's not very complex to set up or integrate between each other. You're not going to need a VA or in-depth tech person to be able to figure this out for you. Which means there's also fewer obstacles. When you don't have to go through a whole bunch of steps to integrate this stuff or hire somebody to do it, you're going to get up and running faster and you're going to have a higher chance of success with this. The big disadvantages, though, the delivery is not as clean and professional, particularly when you're using audio to deliver your content. Instead of having a nice, pretty audio player, for example, they're going to have to download the audio to their computer and then play it from there. That's not a game breaker, but it's just not as pretty. And that makes it not potentially as seamless as an experience for the customer. They're going to see the offer, they're going to be able to buy it, and then instead of going to a page to download everything, they're going to get an email, and then there's just an extra step for the customer. So explaining a few of these pieces a little bit. If you're not familiar with Lead Pages, we've got a link to leadpages.net for you. What they provide, they're a platform that lets you create really beautiful and high-converting landing pages, sales pages, pop-up forms, and so many other things. Their templates are pre-built, so you don't even have to think about it. They're also sorted by the highest converting, so you know that they work when you decide to use them. It's really, really super easy to create pages using their templates. A newbie can do it. And as I mentioned, everything has been tested for conversion effectiveness, so you're not trying to guess at what works. You know what works because they've got it on the page for you. One of the really great things, especially for a new business owner or when you're not generating a lot of income, is Lead Pages hosts all the pages. So if you're using a shared hosting, say through WordPress, you may be aware that sometimes your website goes down. You don't have to worry about that with Lead Pages. Their uptime, that's all on them. It's not on you. Their lowest plan is really reasonably priced for a beginner. So until you start making some income and you want expanded functionality, it's a really great place to start. Lead Pages does have a couple drawbacks. As great as their templates are, there are some limitations. You're kind of limited to what's on the page. So you can't customize everything. You can change colors and everything like that, but you don't have drag and drop ability for a whole bunch of things. And of course, if you already own and host your own WordPress site, you're going to be paying for something else. You're going to be paying for lead pages. For payment, we mentioned a couple of options, which is PayPal and Stripe. PayPal is, you can use PayPal for full payment processing, which means you're capturing their payment information, they're authorizing the transactions and transferring those funds to your account. It's all taken care of for you. It's really great when you're starting out because it's super simple to get started with them. They've been around a long time, which means that buyers recognize and trust the brand. In fact, we actually hear from our own customers that don't want to, they for some reason mistrust handing out a credit card, so they prefer to use PayPal because they trust it. The cons of PayPal, if you ever have trouble, it's tough to get customer service. It just takes a long time. There's hoops to jump through. There are hidden fees, including extra fees if you're taking credit cards via PayPal. So if they're not paying through a PayPal account, but they're paying through their credit card through your PayPal link, you're going to give up more of a percentage to PayPal for that. When or if you decide to do one-click upsells down the road, there are limitations that you're going to have to consider if you're using PayPal. I won't even go into them, but just know that that's there. And the last one, which when you're first starting out isn't as huge a deal, but when you start making more money on this, if somebody has a dispute or wants to initiate a chargeback, they almost 100% of the time automatically side with the customer. That's great for the customer, but if you just brought in $20,000 worth of income from PayPal, that's a lot of liability on your hands. Another small point about PayPal. Well, it's not really a small point. It's kind of important for when you're beyond the first stage. And this is PayPal and similar aggregators. Because they don't know anything about you or your company, if anything happens that they find unusual, like getting more, all of a sudden you have a spike in your sales or anything like that, their only recourse to protect themselves is to freeze your account or hold your money. And Visa and MasterCard monitor those aggregators, PayPal and Stripe and others, very closely. So once you start selling more than $100,000 in business through one of those aggregators, Visa and MasterCard will force them to issue individual traditional merchant accounts for the business. So you may have to have, you might, at that point, you have to have another solution. Again, you're not worried about that right now, and you don't have to stress over it now, but PayPal can't be the only solution forever if you're going to get larger. So moving on into the product delivery, we give you a couple options, Dropbox or Vimeo. Dropbox is a file hosting service that provides you with affordable cloud storage. It's excellent file storage. The pros of this option is that it's really great file storage and delivery option for audio and handouts. It's really simple to set up a folder with your product files, and it's very cost effective. It's $10 a month. The cons of this is that it's not the most polished option in terms of product delivery. If you publish a link for somebody to download the option, they go to this little box on the internet. They don't have to log in, but it's just very apparent that you're using this solution. You can't hide it. And even though it's easy for them to access that login or that download box, it's also easy for them to share it with other people. So they could. Your stuff can get shared with other people. It can be stolen a little bit. And it's also not the best option for video files. The reason being is when you offer the solution, you're not playing the audio or the video from the download box. All you're offering them is a way for them to download it to their computer so that they can play it on their system.
You know, Crystal, let me interject here real quick. So they actually have a built-in player for both audio and video, but they're very rudimentary. The audio one works a little bit better, I found. And again, if you're on a browser, so if I'm a customer of yours, I buy it, then you send me an email saying, great, thanks for your purchase. Here's a link where you can get the product. I click on that link. I can play the audio there. But video, really bad. So it's really, really broken. That's why we're going to give you the Vimeo option. It's just not a, like Crystal said, it's really better for the user, for the customer, to just go ahead and download your product files and then just play them in their computer separately, offline. But there is a very rudimentary player. It's just not the best.
Thanks for that clarification. Absolutely. The other solution that we suggest, and it can be with Dropbox or instead of Dropbox for the video files, and that's Vimeo. They specialize in video hosting for your product lessons. So it has an excellent interface. It's really easy to use. The video players are very reliable, and the hosting for those videos, the speed and the uptime is fantastic. We actually ourselves trust it more than embedding videos on our own sites. There's a fixed, really affordable annual fee for the premium level. And if you're going to be offering paid or commercial content, that's something that you want to consider. The cons of Vimeo, and it's fairly obvious, you can't host audio files. It's only for video hosting. The next piece that we wanted to talk about in here is obviously the email service provider. So in this, we suggest to either MailChimp or ConvertKit. So MailChimp, they provide email delivery and list management. The pros are that they have a really great quality free plan. I forget up to what number of subscribers. I think it might be 5,000 subscribers. It's absolutely free to use their service. And for the brand new beginner, MailChimp is one of the easiest to use email service providers that I've found as far as creating your forms, your opt-in forms, and moving your lists around. The cons, however, are that as easy as it is to get up and get started with MailChimp, is if you decide that you want to migrate out later on, you've outgrown the functionality of MailChimp, it's somewhat difficult to migrate out from it when you do make that switch. We can give you more details on that, but just be aware that just that procedure is going to be a bit more time-consuming compared to some other options. They don't have a tagging functionality, so segmentation is more of a manual process.
And by the way, let me interject real quick. So for those of you who are not familiar with tagging, all that means is that you can place a label, let's say, on a customer who buys product A, so that you recognize, you can segment your list by buyers of product A, buyers of product B, or people who have responded or clicked, for instance, on promotions on product A versus product B. So it's really a more advanced feature, which right now might seem like, well, what's the point of that? I don't get it. So don't worry about it, but just know that down the line, if you want to really target your marketing, tagging is a really nice functionality to have. But it's certainly not essential when you're starting out.
And finally, with MailChimp, not everything is user-friendly. As easy it is to get up and started with a form and everything else, embedding those forms onto web pages and things like that sometimes requires a little bit of extra help or customizing the forms beyond what they offer in their templates is more difficult. The other service that we really like the looks of is ConvertKit. They're a relatively newer player. MailChimp has been around longer, They offer the same thing. They offer email delivery and list management, but they also offer landing pages for opt-ins. Some of the pros, they are very easy to use. Their interface is a little bit more current. And one of the things that they bring into this new interface is the tagging functionality that Ed just talked about. It really helps you to segment your lists as you grow. Their landing page builder for opt-in pages is something that a lot of the other email service providers don't offer, and they do it in a really great way. So the cost is $29 a month, so you are spending some money here in comparison to something like MailChimp, but there's a little bit more availability.
And one thing I should mention, Crystal, too, is that with this option number one, not only is it the simplest, but in terms of cost, if you're going with lead pages for your sales page and maybe your thank you page when somebody buys, and then you're using, let's say, ConvertKit at $29 a month, those are your biggest costs. I mean, so you're well under $100 a month here because PayPal, you only pay a percentage of your sales, like around 3-4%. And Dropbox is $10 a month. Vimeo, I believe it's right now $60 a year. So from a monthly standpoint, it's really low. So these are just your only two big costs, if you want to call them that.
It's pretty low risk when the costs are under $100 a month.
Yeah.
We also wanted to talk to you about the blog portion of this option, which is Squarespace or WordPress. So if you're not familiar with Squarespace, what they provide is a blogging platform that they host on your behalf. They have pre-made templates with some level of customization. They have an easy-to-use site builder. And as I mentioned, they host it for you. So you don't have to have that headache of choosing a host and getting it set up and then installing the blog. You don't have to do any of that. It's all provided for you. This is a really great way to launch your first info product web property if you're not tech savvy and you don't have anything in place already. The templates are really beautiful, clean, and professional. It's a really cost-effective solution, and you don't need to deal with plugin headaches. Plugin headaches, meaning specifically when we start talking about WordPress here, you don't have to hire somebody to fix a plugin or to find a plugin and install a plugin. None of that is involved in a Squarespace blog. It's really simple and straightforward. The cons, though, are that some of the design and customizations are limited because you're going with their templates. You may eventually want to move to WordPress so that you have some of that control. And you'll still need another tool to create your sales pages and thank you pages for your product delivery. So Squarespace is kind of all on its own just for your blog. It's not going to help with the product delivery. A WordPress blog, so that would be in lieu of a Squarespace blog, is also a content management system for your website. You will need to build a self-hosted WordPress site. And we recommend a couple of different theme providers. One is Genesis Themes from StudioPress or Thrive Themes. Both of those we feel have great customer support and a lot of options in the premium themes. So the pros of WordPress. It is probably the most common website platform out there. It's relatively easy to build a site with WordPress, especially if you're not trying to get complicated on your own. And there are a lot of themes that are beautiful and inexpensive. The two that we suggest, there is a cost to them. There are others out there, but you have to be careful when you're choosing a theme that you choose a well-known provider that has great customer service. If you find that it's a little bit too techy for you, because it's such a common website platform, it's pretty easy to find affordable help. And that's whether you're just not interested or it's just over your head. Either way, there's a lot of VAs or specialists that handle WordPress. One of the great things that WordPress can offer that something like Squarespace won't be able to deliver is if you can buy a theme for your sales and thank you pages, so you don't have to also include other technologies to do that. So, for example, lead pages. While lead pages is great and has the built-in templates and is easy to use, if you had a WordPress blog or site, you could have your sales page and your thank you pages all also on your WordPress blog, making it all in one solution type of thing. There are some cons though. When we start talking about WordPress, you need some technical knowledge. There is a learning curve. If you're not tech savvy and the thought of installing plugins or installing the WordPress on your through your cPanel on your web hosting scares you, then you're going to probably need to hire a VA to help you out. Not for a lot of money, it's not a huge expenditure, but it is going to be a consideration. You will need to buy or find free and maintain those plugins for different functionalities. It's not an out-of-the-box perfect solution. The beauty in it is it's customizable, and the con of it is that it's customizable. So things, you have to build it the way that you want it to be, which means things break. And if you're not technical, then that's not a lot of fun. So if you like getting your fingers dirty and you already know WordPress, it might be a solution. Or if you're willing to hire a VA, otherwise it might not be the best solution for you.
So that is basically a summary of option one and then an explanation of the elements that we're recommending. Again, by the way, I should mention this is all in your handout. So I should have mentioned at the start so you're not trying to take copious notes here. So, Crystal, let's move on to option two. But I should mention before we do that that we're now not going to detail every single element because now we're repeating things, you know, such as WordPress, PayPal, et cetera. So the only items that you're going to be talking about in terms of what they are and pros and cons will be new elements that we're introducing with this option and, of course, with option three.
Exactly. So for option two, we're suggesting using WordPress as your sales page. For your payment collection is PayPal or Stripe, just like the previous options. Product delivery is WP eMember plus Amazon Web Services S3 for your audio or Vimeo for video files. The email service provider, same thing, MailChimp or ConvertKit, and for your blog, because you're using it for your sales page, we're suggesting WordPress. So here's some really key advantages of option two. You can use the WordPress functionality without a whole bunch of complicated bells and whistles to set up. So you do not need to be highly technical, but you do need to know WordPress. Or you can hire a WordPress VA to get this all set up for you for relatively low cost. Adding WP eMember in this option enables you to protect your content. So as I described in the first one, if you provide a Dropbox link, for example, somebody can take that link and share it with their brother or whomever. With WP eMember, that protection requires them to log in or there's an expiring link, so they can't. It's not as easily shared. This option as well is a little bit more and professionally designed, so for the look and feel for your customers. The disadvantages here of option number two, compared to number one, there's a pretty big jump in the tech skills that you need. In the first one, you don't need to have WordPress set up or understand it, and we're also adding the member protection. You will need to pay a VA to set this up for you if you're not tech savvy or if you don't want to waste a whole bunch of time figuring it out. There's just more complexity. Every time we add more complexity, there's a bigger chance for something to go wrong. So you have to be aware of that. So I'm going to go over the new tech elements that we haven't talked about previously. Content Protection or Product Delivery, WPE member. So what WPE member does is they let you selectively protect articles by creating membership levels and then protect the content of your site. The plugin manages all the membership management side of things. You just kind of, it gives you the options. You have to set it up, and then it will automatically protect the content after that point. The interface is really easy to use. As vague as I have been in the description, once it's installed and you log into your site, there's a nice big dashboard and it walks you through what you need to do. The protection for your content is really simple and straightforward. There's not a lot of bells and whistles, and that helps keep it simple. You can generate the protected download links to prevent content sharing. So once somebody has a link, it's only viable for one or two downloads, and then that link no longer allows them to continue downloading the content, which could be very valuable. Some of the cons here, though, is WP member only works with a WordPress self-hosted site, so that's why we're suggesting using WordPress. If you want to customize the elements for WPE member, for how the stuff looks on the page, how the download options look, or the play, when you press the play button, what that looks like, the customization is pretty slim, unless you hire a VA to fix that for you, or you really have an advanced technical knowledge. Amazon S3 and the Easy S3 interface are a technology that we kind of talk about together. And what they are is hosting for all of your digital files. They are really, I always recommend Amazon S3 for delivering files instead of your web host because they're so much faster and reliable. It's very inexpensive to host and deliver files through Amazon S3. And it's also incredibly, we mentioned a little bit, there's an enterprise level hosting. It's incredibly reliable. We've never had issues with Amazon S3 until, actually we had one a month ago for in Ed's business for over 6 years. That was the first outage ever that we know of. The cons of Amazon S3 and Easy S3 for delivering the content, though, is that it's not user-friendly. In fact, if you're hosting or want to deliver video through Amazon S3, you need to have a video creator, either a VA that can handle and understands what to do, which is a high technical skill, or have a special plugin, or this is where Easy S3 comes in for us because it's not user-friendly. Easy S3 interface, and there's others out there, allows you to take the files that are already in Amazon S3, access those files through their own dashboard, which is a little bit easier to use, and then create players. They've got the player templates for you. You just choose the frame that you want, and then they give you the code and make it super simple. Whereas trying to do that on your own in S3 is kind of a nightmare. Easy S3 makes it easier, but it's not really super friendly. If you are a beginner and you're not tech comfortable, then you're going to have to rely on a VA to do it for you. Our next option and our last option here is the most technically savvy option, the most difficult option, but it's also it's one that you may want to look at moving to. So the elements here, sales page, again, WordPress is what we're suggesting. Product delivery is a service that's called Access Ally. Payment would be using Access Ally, which integrates with PayPal or Stripe in the background for you. The email service provider, again, MailChimp or ConvertKit. And then the blog, because you're using it for your sales page, is WordPress. So Access Ally is a WordPress plugin that lets you assign membership levels to your customers, track your students' progress, and easily create course content. It's an all-in-one solution bundle that allows for secure media content hosting. It will actually integrate with Amazon S3, or you can do it separately inside Access Ally. And that's whether for audio files, PDFs, videos, or even Google Hangouts. They provide you all of the frames that you need to worry about to use, for example, for videos. There's a lot of pros here. It can work with your existing WordPress theme, and the layout is fully customizable. You can host as many programs as you like. It's got a built-in customizable shopping cart that directly integrates with Stripe or PayPal. And it allows you to accept one-time payments or set up recurring payments, which is something the other options really don't allow. Another great thing here is it allows you to set up drip delivery. So if you wanted to deliver content over 7 weeks, you could Access Ally would allow you to set that up automatically. The cons here, though, and as while there's not very many cons listed, they're big cons. One is it has a very significant monthly fee. I think it's $79 a month. So if you're adding this on top of the other costs you already have, whether that would be lead pages, even though we're suggesting WordPress, so you have WordPress and you have Amazon and you have some of the other things, you're adding up quite quickly. It's also way more functionality than anyone who's delivering their first product will ever need. This is the ultimate awesomest solution that we're that we're kind of suggesting, but it's overpowered for really for that first time info product provider.
And I should mention that this is the best overall solution in terms of a bundled solution that you kind of bundle together yourself. Now you're really kind of getting into turnkey solution territory. And by that, I mean those solutions I mentioned at the beginning of the session that come already prepackaged with all this stuff. Now those things, which are kind of expensive, start becoming more viable if you're considering option three that we just discussed. And we'll get into those turnkey solutions again in that bonus tech session that we'll provide you guys later. So let me kind of, Crystal, I'm going to summarize the three options and then how to make the best decision. I would say that you need to factor in a few things. Obviously, budget, you know, what budget you're working with, how tech savvy you are, how much you enjoy tinkering with different tools and technology, how many features you want to have from the very start of your info product business, as opposed to just growing them over time, kind of like that Figo pasta analogy that I gave you a little bit earlier. And then how much do you want to do yourself versus getting help from a VA, virtual assistant? Now, our general advice, having said all that, is simpler is better. And I'm going to strongly, strongly recommend option number one until your info product business is generating steady revenue. That's going to be the case for most of you. Some of you are a little bit more tech savvy. You might want to look at different options, but I would still strongly encourage you to start with option number one until you know you get going. Don't strive for perfection. You know my saying, ready, fire, aim is better than ready, aim, fire. And as your business grows, you can start moving to option two and beyond. You know, it's not hard to transition from one to the next. It's not like the decision you make today you're going to be stuck with. You won't. So again, we'll talk more about other options that are much more advanced, but you don't need to worry about that. What Crystal just gave you here is what you need to know to get started. So with that, here is your assignment for this session. The first thing is you want to review these three bundle options and make a decision on which one to start with. Hint, option number one. Then you want to set up an account with each of the relevant companies. For instance, you want to go ahead and get set up with Lead Pages. Open a PayPal account if you don't already have one, that sort of thing. Just go ahead, get started, set up an account. And then familiarize yourself with each of these tools. My recommendation would be to go through the different tutorials. You know, if you sign up with ConvertKit, they got all kinds of free resources and tutorials to get you started. Take advantage of those. You know, keep in mind, we're not going to be the experts on each one of these tools. So at that point, you need to kind of go to each of these different vendors and get their training, because that's what they do, and they're the best at training you on their stuff. And their training is going to be free, and it's going to be great. So once you set up an account, familiarize yourself with these technologies. And then once your product is created, once it's ready to go, you're going to want to, as your last step in your assignment, you want to upload the files, those product files, into the product delivery platform you have chosen, whether it's going to be Dropbox or Vimeo or something else. So that's it. Crystal, anything else I've left out? Any final thoughts?
No, I think the big hint of number one is the most important. And as always, you know, we'll be on the forums. So when you start going through this, not only will Ed be there, but I'll be watching and able to answer any questions or direct you as needed.
Perfect. I should mention one last step. This should be obvious once you set up your ESP, if you haven't already done so. But once you do set up your ESP, you want to go ahead and start importing or manually entering the names and email addresses that you've gathered during your research and validation phase into the ESP that you've chosen. So make sure to do that. So if you've been gathering that in a spreadsheet, now would be the time, once you open that account, to get that up there. So, Crystal, thank you very much. This is a great rundown of the basic options. And again, we're here to support you with the Tuesday calls. Crystal's going to make a few of these so that if you have any technical questions, she can give you some very practical advice. So thanks, Crystal.
And thanks for having me.
Yes, it's great to have you here. And guys, we'll talk again real soon.